well inside Fireground. Looking for a parallel that was actually parallel and not autistically fragmented, I recalled my favourite excerpt from the State Emergency Service's current incidents site, which I read often, checking up on backburnings and fires. Bugtown Road at Aminibi, advice contained, two trees burning well inside Fireground. Bloke on horse patrolling, Snowy River under control, bush grass 8, rural fire service 22nd 9, 7 p.m. At Aminibi is a strange flat country, either windy with skinny sleet or potentially alight, but high plains pretty with sun that can come filtered through harvest clouds or snow. Its emblem is a huge metallic trout in the middle of the village. It was once another town, now underwater, bits of which emerge in drought at the hem of the lake. Such places attract artists. I mean the past buried in water, but all towns have that crypt deep silence, beloved of Poe. I'd like to think of a plot that isn't Gillard against Rudd. Thea Astley once told me Patrick White at a party complained, "My dear, I have such trouble with my plots," as if they were varicose veins. But inventing plots can be distracting, therapeutic. Here the bloke on the horse could have a name, say, Morris, pronounced Morris, with that rural Australian habit of naming the baby something rather British and aristocratic, and also because his mother liked Chevalier, so he had to be a horseman. He is always called Morrie anyhow. Right now he is watching the fire, as attentive as a cattle dog, swings the horse around the periphery, hits sparks out with his hat, not a bush hat but a gardener's straw from Cooma, and much better to keep out the painful sun. He has gardening gloves on. His face sweats red and black with smoke. His adventure is over now, since only two trees blaze, and they dance well within the Fireground. Earlier the bush and grass were dancing on his ankles and his boots stuck gluey with the heat. He beat the flames out with a plaid made rigid for picnics. This was the sort of fire you can't faze normally, which always tears across the fields, torturing stock, wildlife and trees before it canters out at Collector or toy-like Michelago with its tourist fireplace. This time, though, something in his heart was angrier than burning ether. He knew that he would not permit such death. He thought the calmness of his horse, untethered by the fence and grazing what wiltedry remains of grass, meant that nature understood. Like everyone in his community, the only higher power over him was nature, that nervy lady with whom one suffered a long mutual intuition. He'd never fought a fire alone. He knew, of course, you work in from the outside, but he found the rim of it to be tiny, cunning patches, snake slow but somehow snake-like sudden. It took him minutes to detect its rhythm, a strange one in which he lost the war and in the futile aftermath hit once and found it had leapt elsewhere, which was the closest that you came to victory. Eventually he allowed it one tree. However, it settled for two, which finally crackled away like Christmas there, as he circled them on a horse not quite involved yet in the process. This is a plot found and needs no more, for a plot is a story only about safety, securing peace, a sequence in logic unbound, and if one requires another plot, using intrigue wound in conspiracy, one realizes it never succeeds as succeeds the plot of a person locked in fire language with fire, that plot is ever the trickling well within the Fireground.